is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
Get out. What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. Listen, I'm super excited for what God is about to do in your life. I'm super excited for what already has taken place. And I'm encouraged today, and I want to come on here and encourage you really quickly, right? And I want to come on here and help you guys continue on the foundation that we started already building. And what is that foundation? That foundation is pure truth, where we demolish any type of lies or anything that would speak opposite of our destiny, where we are growing together and we are growing individually. So today, let's lift up our Lord and Savior who is due most high praise. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for this pure truth session. Thank you that you are the truth. You are the way. You are the light. You are our life. Thank you for abundance life. Thank you for promises. Thank you for great hope that our hearts can be restored. Thank you for giving us dreams that will be fulfilled. And today we just pray that revelation takes place on this message, that healing takes place on this message, and that people will begin to be able to see, that they will connect the dots, that something will happen by the time this message is over, that lives will be changed. And it's in Jesus' name we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Amen, everybody. I'm super excited. So what I want to talk to you today is about Philippians chapter 4, verses 8. And this scripture reads, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." So let us do that. I mean, I don't have to talk to you guys on here for an hour, 2 hours. You don't have to hear another message even after this one. All you have to do is make a decision in your thinking. So this is the pure truth on your thinking habits. the pure truth on your discipline, right? This is actually a pure truth check-in. How are you doing today? That's what I want to ask you. First of all, thank you to you for coming on this message, for listening to this podcast or listening through the radio station. Thank you so much, all 3 million plus listeners. We love you and we understand your time is valuable. That's why we are here checking on who? The man in the mirror. That's why we listen to that message, because we realize making the world a better place, us doing our part, has to deal with us actually doing self-evaluation, self-check, asking God to check our heart and show us any other ways that we can be better. We're not here to judge and point fingers at what others are doing, right? Even though we do use examples and we do share about other topics at times for growth purposes only, right? So today I'm asking you, how are you doing, really? Remember, we tell the truth. Come on, where are you currently? Where are you emotionally, physically, spiritually, business-wise, mentally, personally, health-wise? Where are you? Are you in a good place? On a scale of 1 to 10, are you where you actually want to be? Well, the good news is if you're not where you want to be, you can get there. How? By placing disciplines in position. Disciplines that you are willing to commit to get there. So today I want you to evaluate yourself. I want you to get in pen and paper. Don't be afraid to get a pen and paper, and let's write down what you actually want, where you're trying to go in your business, where you're trying to go personally, where you're trying to go spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Like, if we, come on, write the vision and make it plain. Come on, let's write down what it is that you want so you can actually see it come to pass, so you can see it be made manifest. Come on, remember God says that 2018 was a year of the greater blessings that was going to be made manifest, right? We were going to operate in our greater. And now 2019 is a year of divine demonstration. Come on, demonstration being manifested. So this is the year of the proof is in the pudding. It's about to show up. It's like when you mix a cake together. That batter is the cake, but it's not the cake to its fullness. The cake to its fullness is when it goes through that heating process. Come on, many of you are being processed. Your business is being processed. Your relationships are being processed. Your emotions are being processed. Come on, you got to learn to forgive some people. Your spirituality is being processed while you replacing and pulling up scriptures and learning and building a closer relationship with God. So I understand that it is my purpose in life to come on here and share with you, to let you know, those of you that feel forgotten, those of you who feel super deep and holy, those of you who just feel like, I don't know where I am, I'm on here to let you know that it's okay, but we just have to get to the truth of the matter. That's why we read that scripture. Finally, it's time for you to think on whatever is true. So it's not time for you to think on what was said about you. It's not time for you to think on what you've done. It's not time for you to think about the past. It's not time for you to think about what the doctor said. Let's think about what is true. And what is true? What is true is what God says about you, that you're more than a conqueror, that you can do all things through Christ. You know what I'm saying? So now let's look at that. If you're more than a conqueror and you're victorious, why aren't you living that way? Right? So now it's time for you to begin to set some declarations in place, for you to begin to wake up in the morning and say certain things over yourself. So this message today is pretty simple, guys. Us incorporating a discipline means that we're going to move our old habits. And this is something that I teach in a discipleship course where we learn the 6 disciplines of Christ, right? And you know we're on here as believers. And if you're non-believers on here, we love you and we welcome you. But I spend my life in helping people develop a personal, lifelong, obedient relationship with Christ, right? And so in that lifestyle, we go through different steps. And those different steps are... we spend time with the master. We live in the word. When I say time with the master, we spend quiet time with God, where we not only pray to him, but we wait for him to respond. We live in the word. That means we open up our word daily and read a scripture, right? We pray in faith. We believe that what we ask for is coming to pass. We fellowship with other believers. So we surround ourselves with like-minded people for encouragement, right? And also to encourage them. We witness to the world. That means the people that are not believing, that don't know who God is, we share in our testimony and we testify, right? And we minister to others. And that's what this message is doing prayerfully. It's ministering to you. So I just want to share with you that Master Life consists of 4 6-week courses, and it's designed to take believers to a deeper level of knowledge, commitment, and service in their Christian walks, right? And I'm super excited for what's about to happen in this world, in this life, as people are becoming better. So I'm on this actually prayer truth session as a disciple. And so some of the disciplines that I share with you, that's where it comes from. So I just wanted to remind you that it's time for you to check on you. Find out where you are currently. If you locate yourself, just like your GPS map has to locate where you are in order to tell you how to get to where you need to go, that's the first step. Where do you aspire to go? Right? What disciplines are you willing to commit to get there? So today, evaluate you. Create a roadmap of where you're trying to go. And a tip for you, I want to say, is start from the end. So if you want to be an author of a book, start from I'm a best-selling author. So what do you have to do? So we're going to go backwards. You know what I'm saying? Better is the end of the thing. You're going to go backwards so you can see how that looks. I'm an author. So, you know, backwards you would say, well, of course I got to write the book. You know, I got to get it published and things like that. So this way, when you start backwards, now you can look at your roadmap and you can begin to do the steps that's necessary. And if there's something you don't know how to do, find out. We live in a day and age and time of Google, you know, of YouTube, where they show you everything. So there's no excuses why you aren't operating in your greater. I believe in you. I'm praying for you. I'm excited for what's about to happen in your life. You know what I mean? All things are possible. You are needed. You are necessary. What God wants to do and how God wants to use you. Come on, we all understand what? That greatness is a process. Remember, on a Pure Truth Session daily, we're teaching you how to operate in your greater. And if you haven't already, go to my YouTube channel. Take advantage of all of these free nuggets. It's a 7-day course class on there that teaches you how to break old cycles and create new habits. Come on, the YouTube channel is Lady Todd the Great. Go there and subscribe. Come on. And for more information on that, even go to my website, www.ladytodthegreat.com. LadyTodTheGreat.com. Because these are tools that's already sitting there waiting on you. We're teaching you how to crown up daily. Remember that you are an atmosphere shifter. Be the light in your own darkness. Decide to be great. Research what you don't know. Trailblaze an empty lane. Don't be afraid to go first. Believe again in your dream. So I'm super excited for us, right? I teach tools and things like that for you to be greater. So today I want to encourage you to get off this message early and go straight to that YouTube. Watch those videos and watch the results that will happen in your life, right? God is about to do something amazing in your life. He's giving you information for free. You're not having to buy anything. Why? Because I'm a believer and God has given me wisdom to share with other people. There's a difference between a God idea and a great idea, right? But never forget, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And the greater in you will give you an idea. It's time for you to get your G's up. And what does that mean? Time for you to get your greatness up. Think big. Connect with people that are where you want to be. Follow them on social media. Subscribe to different things. Like all of those things that I just shared with you. Why haven't you done it yet? Right? So I'm excited. Listen, your heart is not a professional. So you don't have to train yourself when it comes to doing this thing. Remember, greatness is a process. What God has placed in your heart, he's going to bring it to pass. You got to sort it out, separate it, organize it. Even if you're trying to live healthy, come on, write down the meals that you want to eat. But this is my real message for today. Today, I want to just share with you the importance of us thinking on what is noble and what is true. First, you got to know what's true. You got to know what's said about you. You got to know that God thinks greatly and highly of you, that he has something amazing in mind when he created you. And the next thing I need you to do is remember Proverbs 18 and 21. Come on. Power, life, and death is in the tongue. Come on. And those who love it will eat its fruit. What does that mean? Like, I'll give it to you in the message version. Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. So that's the bottom line. Either what you're speaking is going to kill or it's going to give life. Come on, power. The tongue has power of life and death. So today, as we get off of this message, I need you to begin to decide what you're going to speak. Say 3 words that you'll speak over yourself in the morning before you wake up, that you'll speak over yourself in the nighttime before you go to sleep. And that's what today's Pure Truth session is about. I think that you've got enough work to do today that you can get off this message early and start. Get you a scripture that you can hold on to. But it's about us now creating greater disciplines. You know, something happened to me a couple of weeks ago and I was disappointed in something that took place between me and a friend of mine. And something that she shared, and I felt some type of way about it. But I had to go back to thinking on whatever was true and whatever was noble. And the truth is, there's only one enemy. So in this process, even as I'm speaking to you now, I want you to remember that you're not at war with your family. You're not at war with your friends. You're not at war with that teacher at your kid's school. You're not at war with the people at the mechanic shop. There's one enemy trying to cause division. And listen, offense is the bait of Satan. If today you've been offended by anything or anyone, please remember that God is checking your heart, how quickly that you're able to forgive. And we're going to talk more about forgiveness, but I want you to look at things from a different eye and pay attention to your response in things, and let's move in love. And that's the pure truth. The pure truth is, if we really believe what we believe in and we really love Jesus and we're saying that, we have to be the change that we want to see. We have to be the example. It's not about how people are treating us, but it's about how we respond. That's why we are starting with the man in the mirror. So no matter what's happening to you this week, don't hold on to that offense. Don't get bitter. I need you to release it. And that's our word for today on a Pure Truth message, is release. I had to release some friends, release some situations. And not saying release them and not be their friend. No, release the pain of the disappointment of what I expected. Come on, God knew what was going to take place. So today I'm encouraging you to move greater, to operate in your greater, forgive, do things on a higher level. If you're offended down here on earth, go ahead and take that thing up with God in prayer. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, covering you in prayer, truth, peace, and love as always. And I pray that God will continue to bless you. And I pray that today that there was some revelation, something that you learned that blessed you today. To give us feedback on anything, please connect in with us. If you want to hear any of our other Pure Truth messages, log into Anchor FM, okay? Anchor FM is a podcast that houses all of the other messages, and you can subscribe there also. Thank you for sharing this message with others, and remember, you are blessed and highly favored. It's your girl, Lady Tyler Gray, here with another Pure Truth session, praying for the hood, praying for the holy, praying for the dope boys, the drug dealers, the strippers. Why? Because we are sharing the love of God. That's what I'm here to do. Spread the love of God. Spread the light in the darkness. Not afraid of the dark at all. It's your girl, Lady Tyler Gray, Holy Hood Productions. And I'm loving you. Every city, every country, every nation that's on this message. God bless you. God be with you. And check, check, and I'm out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for peace, blessings, and strength over your people today. Do what only you can be, only what you can do, God. Let their heart be restored. Let them be refreshed, restored, and renewed. Let hope, Father, be something that overflows in their life today. Let them be a beacon of light for somebody else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us start with the man in the mirror. Amen. Check, check, and I'm out. Thanks for tuning in. It's your girl, Lady Tyler Gray. Later.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man's soul. realize there's love when you're home. Not a nickel to love. Could it be really me pretending that they're not alone? Oh, well, oh, deep in the sky, somebody's broken heart and a washed out dream. They follow the pattern of the wind you see.
The session is done, for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.